Granny's Abner, I believe that's our ring.
Aye, dog is Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
In on the little community today, we find Abner and Grandpappy Spears in the Jotham Down store discussing Lum's generous act. Listen.
You mean Lum's actual giving the church house that new pioneer?
Well, that's about all he could do, Grandpap, after the way Brother Riggins and everybody thanked him for it. Told him what a great feller he is and all that. He couldn't take it back again now.
No, but when he found out that pigeon-toed thing was going to cost him $300, I thought sure he'd try to study up some way to get out of it.
Well, I don't think there is any getting out of it now.
No, don't reckon so.
No, he's gone.
How's Lum taking it? Boundy, he's a sick man over this.
No, sir. Now, right there's a key part of it. I believe he's enjoying it.
Enjoying it?
Yes, sir. Every time somebody congratulates him for being so generous, why, he gets to believing that he gave the church that pioneer just because he wanted to. Says it makes him feel good to know that he's did such a good deed.
Well, what about the $300, though? How does he think he's going to pay that?
Well, somehow, he just don't seem to think about that at all. To hear him talk, you'd think he was a millionaire that went around giving his money away and doing good deeds and all that all the time. Called himself, see, what is that name he's calling himself now? Philip Manistrust, I think it is.
What?
Manipa Philemus or something.
How's that? Now, come over that again, Abner.
Well, I don't know what it is, Grandpap. I don't know how to say it. It's a feller that gives away money. That's all I know.
Oh, a philanthropist.
Well, something like it, yeah. He says he's going to pattern himself after John D. Rocky's feller or some such a name.
Oh, that Lum. Looks like no matter what terrible things happen to him, he always twists them around to where he's a great man.
Oh, yeah. He'll do it every time, yeah.
I reckon what he's going to say when the town marshal arrests him for breaking into the church that night and ruining the other pioneer they had.
Well, that's one thing he don't have to worry about no more, Grandpap. Uncle Henry Lunsford's over here this morning, said that whole thing had died down. They don't care who done it, just as long as they got a new pioneer.
Yeah, what about old Sister Simpson?
Well, even she's forgot about it. Facts is, she's aiming on playing a pioneer solo on a new one next Sunday.
Yeah, Lum's lucky he never got caught, that's all I can say for him.
Yeah, yeah. And here's a funny part about it, Grandpa. Uncle Henry said he knowed all along it was Lum that done that.
He did?
Yeah.
Well, why didn't he arrest him?
Well, he said he felt just like you did about it. Thought it was such a good joke on Sister Simpson. He just hated to do anything about it.
Oh, fiddlestick.
Yeah, that's why he kept stalling around till the whole thing blowed over.
You know, I believe that Lum was born with a horseshoe in his mouth. Luckiest one critter I ever knowed.
Oh, he is that. Ain't no doubts about it. Of course, he's going to need all that luck, too, if he expects to raise the money to pay for that pioneer.
Has he got any money in that bank account of his?
Oh, I reckon a little. Not that kind of money, though, I know. And he can't borrow it from me because Elizabeth has hid the sugar bowl in a new place. And even if I could find it, I know there ain't that much money in there, surely.
My finance is running kind of low, too.
Well,
might tell him that if you see him.
I will. I'll save you the embarrassment of turning him down.
I'm thinking about trying to get a raise on my telegraph deliver job.
A raise?
Yeah, I'd like to get it up to 15 cents per telegram if I could. You know the way living costs is going up here late. I figure, man, my position...
I don't wait, Grandpap. Look out in front of the store there.
What's the matter?
Look at old Lum out there.
Oh?
Look at there. You'd think he was a king or something. Just look at him now.
Yeah, what's that batch of women folks standing around him for?
Oh, more than likely they're all congratulating him for giving a new pioneer to the church. Tell him how wonderful he is, admiring him.
Oh, that's bad. Won't be no living with that varmint now.
I know it, I know it. Just look at him there. Running back there. He's going to fall over backwards if he ain't careful.
Wait a minute, ain't that his good suit he's got on there?
Oh, yes, it sure is. He says he's going to wear that for every day now. Says any man that can go around giving away pioneers has got the dress fit in his possession.
Look at him shaking his head backwards and forwards.
Yeah. He's tut-tutting now.
He's what?
He's saying, oh, tut-tut, it weren't nothing at all. I can just hear him. That's all he says.
Yeah. Well, look at him bowing and tipping his hat there. He's going to dip up a hat full of dirt if he don't watch out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's saying goodbye to him now. Now he'll come in here and I'll have to listen to the whole thing over again.
Well, I don't have to listen to it. I'm going to sneak out the back
way. Now, wait a minute now, Grandpap. Don't leave me in here with him by myself.
No, I don't want to hear all that husking shuckings. I'll see you later.
Well, wait a minute now, Grandpap. Please don't. Oh, doggies.
Hi, Granny Abner. It's just like they won't leave me alone. No matter where I go, I got a big crowd following me. It's embarrassing to a modest feller like me.
Yeah, I can see that.
Here, let me sit down. I'm tired.
Yeah, sure.
I reckon, though, that's the price us philanthropists has to pay. But it's worth it. To do good in this world is worth any price. I've always said that.
Well, speaking of prices...
Yes, sir, Abner, it's the only way to live. Looks like me and Rockefeller's got the right idea.
Yeah, but have you got the $300?
You know, it seems like I heard someplace that Rockefeller used to give away baskets full of dimes. Now, Grannies, I think that's a good idea.
What are you going to do? Give away baskets full of pioneers?
Yeah, I thought maybe I'd... Well, no, you can't give pioneers away in baskets, silly. What I mean is the idea of giving stuff away. When I look deep into the philosophy of life, I
what
can
see... What you better do is look deep in your pocketbook, Lom.
Huh?
Lom, now, you better listen to me. You better get down out of them clouds that you've been floating around in and figure out just where you're going to get the $300 to pay for that pioneer.
Well, Abner, when you take the long view of life... Granny, that's right, ain't it? I do have to raise that money, don't I?
Why, of course you do, Lum. That's what I've been trying to tell you all day, and you won't listen to me.
Yeah.
You know, that thing was just sent out here on a 30 days approval. So you've got to pay for it before that time's up, or they'll yank it out of there so fast you won't know what's going on before you can take a long or short view of any other kind of view of life.
Granny, you know that is a problem, Abner.
Well, you might say so, yes.
You know, that's a lot of money, $300.
Well, sure it is.
Especially when you have to raise it in such a short time.
I know it.
Abner?
Elizabeth done hit it.
Oh.
Ain't that much money in the sugar bowl, always.
You know, by rights, you ought to help pay for that thing.
Me?
You was the one that got that pioneer sent over to the church in the first place.
Yeah, but I ain't the one that's strutting around town taking bows and being admired because I'm such a great philanthropist.
Philanthropist?
Well, whatever it is, it's you, not me, so don't expect me to help you out of this now, Lom.
Yeah, I reckon it is up to me to do
it. Yes, sir, it's right up to you.
I don't know how, though. Granny's... Looks like I can get myself into the worst messes. I don't know what's the matter with me. You'd think I never had a brain in my head.
Yeah, you would. I believe that's all right, Mom. You better answer it. More likely it's for you. You're the big man around town here now.
Big man. Hello, Jotham Down Store.
Pioneer giver aware.
Mom? Yeah, this is Mr. Edwards. Oh, well, it's nice of you to call.
And buy a songbook.
Well, thank you. Oh, tut-tut-tut. Yeah, well, it wasn't nothing at all. Well, that's just part of my philosophy of life.
Here we go again.
Well, you take fellers like me and Rockefeller, and we know the only worthwhile thing is to be a philanthropist. Philanthropist. Yeah, well, much obliged for calling, Ms. Adams. You betcha. Goodbye. Oh, I tell you, Abner, I wished I'd have caught on to this philosophy of life years ago. Reckon where I could get a hold of some baskets.
Baskets?
Yeah, I think I'll set a couple of them out in front of the store and fill them up with dimes. Maybe even quarters. Let everybody help themselves.
Lom Edwards, have you plumb lost your reasoning?
No, that's just the way I am, Abner. I can't help giving everything away. Old John D. Edwards.
What you'd better be doing is learn how to weave them baskets, because they're going to send you to jail if you don't pay for that pioneer. Them 30 days is going to be up before you know it, Lom.
Yeah, that's right, ain't it? Wish you'd stop bringing up that subject.
That ain't an easy thing to figure out.
No, it ain't. That's why I'm telling you. That's why you better be thinking about it right now, too.
Linda, there's the phone again. You answer it this time. Modest as I am, I don't think I could stand another compliment. Go ahead, Abner.
All right, I can stand a few. Hello, Johnham Down Store. Mom? No, Mom, I ain't Mr. Edders, but I'll take the message for him.
All day long, it's been going on like this.
You say he's a what?
Oh, I ain't no such a thing.
You don't actually mean that now.
Oh, you'd be surprised what they say about me.
Well, yes, Mom, I'll tell him. I know he'll appreciate you calling.
That's the time, Abner.
Yes, Mom. Goodbye.
Who was that? What'd she say?
She's a woman that works for the bank in there at the county seat.
Grannies, did they know about it clean in there already? What'd she say?
Mom, you'd better get yourself a basket full of dimes, John D., and get into the county seat.
What's the matter?
She says your bank account's overdrawn $1.38.
Bear up, Lum. Even philanthropists have their little problems.